外昆大之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年4月19日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的阿叔，为我们继续讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 8, questions by King Parikshit. Today, text 2 to text 5.
我们今天继续阅读《盛典博加瓦坛》第二篇第八章帕克希特王的提问。我们今天读的问题是，我们今天读的诗节是从第二诗节到第五诗节。
So we read the text too, Sanskrit.
我们先读第二诗节。
Etat.
Etat.
Veditum.
Veditum.
Ichami.
Ichami.
Etat veritum ichami.
Etat veritum ichami.
Tatvam.
Tatvam.
Tatvavidam.
Tatvavidam.
Vara.
Vara.
Tatvam tatvavidam vara.
Tatvam tatvavidam vara.
Hare.
Hare
Adbhuta Viryasya
Adbhuta Viryasya
Hare Adbhuta Viryasya
Hare Adbhuta Viryasya
Kata
Kata
Loka
Loka
Sumangala
Sumangala
Kata Loka Sumangala
Kata Loka Sumangala
Etat Veritum Ichami
Etat Veritum Ichami
Tatvam Tatva Vidam Vara
Tatvam Tatva Vidam Vara
Hare Radbhutta Viryasya
Hare Adbhuta Viryasya
Kata Loka Sumangala
Kata Loka Sumangala
Word for word meanings.
对字
Etat
Etat 这
Veditum
Veditum 理解
Ichami
Ichami我希望。
Tatvam.
Tatvam, 真相。
Tatvavidam.
Tatvavidam, 关于至尊真理的很好的了解。
Vara.
Vara, 哦最棒的。
Hare.
Hare, 主的。
Adbhuta Viryasya.
Abhuta Viryasya 拥有最美妙的力量的人的
Kata
Kata 描述叙述
Loka
Loka 为所有的星宿
Sumangala
Sumangala 吉祥的
I keep hearing my voice time to time. I hear my voice in the back. After I say, I still hearing my voice.
Sali Maji, 阿叔说他老听见他自个儿的那个回音，这还是我这边的问题吗？
You need earphones.
阿叔 you know what? Because I am
the sound comes from the speaker and goes back into the microphone of the computer.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that I do have an earphone with me, but earphone is not good. And I am in a very rural area, so there was no way for me to get a new earphone.
Yes, roll down the sound of the computer. The minimum you can hear.
I do. Oh, okay, hold on. Please allow me to try my earpiece again.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, yes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, I'm hearing my voice.
Still, but now I'm using my earphone.
And it makes a noise, and I'll take away your earphone, it makes that crazy noise, ching, 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 it's not good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Seems better, yeah? Seems better.
Okay.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，君王说：“我想要知道这些。至尊主拥有众多神奇的能量，讲述有关他的一切，毫无疑问。” 对所有星球上的众生都是吉祥的。满载要旨，满载对至尊主活动描述的圣典博迦瓦坛 （Srimad Bhagavatam） 对居住在所有星球上的所有生物都是吉祥的，认为它只属于某个宗派的人，其认识必定是错误的。毫无疑问，至尊主所有的奉献者都很珍爱圣典博迦瓦坛这部经典，即使对非奉献者来说，它也是吉祥的。 因为他解释说，就连在物质能量的魔力的影响下徘徊的非奉献者，如果专心热忱的聆听代表至尊主权威的师徒传承中的灵性导师讲述的圣典博迦瓦坛，也能够从物质能量的钳制中解脱出来。Okay,
we are going to read the other verses, and then you read all the translations together one after another. Okay, I read the Sanskrit. Sanskrit verses of the other verses, and you just read the translation and purports, and then in the end you read all the translations one after another without saying the numbers, just let the flow.
Okay.
Text 3. Katasya katayashva mahabhaga yataham akilatmani krishne nivesha nisangam manastyakshe kalevaram Srinvatav Shardaya Nityam Griyanatasya Sva Chestitam Kalena Nati Dirgena Bhagavan Vishate Ridi Ravishta Karnaram Drena Svanam Bhava Saruram Dunoti Shamalam Krishna Shalila Seyata Sharaha. Okay, translation and purport from 3 to 5.
我现在呢，就是整体的读一下第三十节一直到第五十节的译文和要旨。译文极为幸运的 Shukadeva Goswami 啊，请继续讲述圣典博迦瓦坛，好让我能把注意力完全的集中在至尊灵魂主 Krishna 的身上，从而完全清除物质的品质，最终放弃这个躯体。要旨。 全心投入的聆听圣典博迦瓦坛师节中超然描述，意味着一直不断的与至尊灵魂圣主 Krishna 联谊，一直不断的与至尊灵魂圣主 Krishna 联谊，意味着摆脱物质的属性。主 Krishna 就像太阳，物质污染就像黑暗，太阳出现便驱散了黑暗，一直不断的与 圣主 Krishna 联谊的人，摆脱了物质属性的污染，被物质属性所污染，导致不断的生死轮回。而摆脱物质属性，就是处在超然的层面上。Sukadeva Goswami 告诉 Parikshita 王，人生的最高完美境界。人生的最高完美境界是。
Shukadeva Goswami 告诉 Park 希特王，人生的最高完美境界是人在一生结束时就记住了 Narayana。 凭借 Shukadeva Goswami 的恩典， Park 希特王命中注定要在七天后离开他的躯体。为此他决定通过不断的谈论圣殿博加瓦坛的主题，牢牢地记住至尊主，以便在离开他的躯体时完全意识到圣主 Krishna 至尊的灵魂。去听以朗诵圣殿博加瓦坛为职业赚钱的人的讲述，与 Park 希特王的超然聆听决然不同。 Park 希特王是觉悟了的灵魂，他觉悟到了绝对真理，人格守神圣主 Krishna。 从事功利性活动的物质主义者不是觉悟了灵魂，他想从所谓的聆听圣殿博加瓦坛的活动中得到一些物质利益。毫无疑问，这样的听众去听以朗诵圣殿博加瓦坛为职业赚钱的人的朗诵，确实能够得到一些他们想要的物质利益，但那并不意味着这种一星期时间的假装聆听与 Park 希特王的聆听是一样的。明智之人的责任是从一个觉悟了自我的灵魂那里聆听圣殿博加瓦坛，而不要被以朗诵圣殿博加瓦坛为职业赚钱的人所愚弄。人应该一直不断地这样聆听圣殿博加瓦坛，直到一生结束之时，这样他就能够真正地得到至尊主超然的涟漪，得到解脱。帕尔克希特王虽然已经切断了与国王和家庭、与王国和家庭的一切联系，而这些对物质主义者来说最有吸引力，但他仍然意识到自己的物质躯体。为此，他想借由一直不断的与至尊主联谊，摆脱这种束缚。第四世界，译文：对有规律且一丝不苟的聆听圣殿博加瓦坛的人来说，至尊人格守神 Krishna 将于短时间内在他们心中展现自己。要知至尊主的低级奉献者或者物质主义者都很想看到至尊主本人，却不考虑自己是否具备见到至尊主所必须具有的资格。这种三流的奉献者应该清楚，人不可能在依恋物质的同时与至尊主本人面对面的相见，这不是一个机械的程序。以朗诵圣殿博加瓦坛为职业赚钱的人不能使三流的物质主义假奉献者做到这一点。就有关这一方面，那些以朗诵圣殿博加瓦坛为职业赚钱的人是无用的，因此他们既不是觉悟了自我的灵魂，对听众的解脱也毫无兴趣。这些人唯一感兴趣的事情就是对物质化的家庭生活，以朗诵圣殿博加瓦坛为职业赚取一些物质利益。帕克希特王本人只能再活七天，但他推荐其他人要怀着真诚的奉爱之心，一直不断的努力，有规律的经常聆听圣殿博加瓦坛，那将帮助人在短时间内见到展示的在心中的圣主 Krishna。假奉献者既不认真努力地经常聆听圣殿博加瓦坛，也不努力去除对物质收益的依恋，但却渴望按自己的幻想看到至尊主。这不是像 Park 希特王那样的权威所推荐的。 Park 希特王认真聆听圣殿博加瓦坛并从中受益。第五世节，译文：至尊灵魂主 Krishna 的声音化身圣殿博加瓦坛进入觉悟了自我的奉献者的心中，坐在他与 Krishna 爱的关系的莲花之上，仿佛秋雨洒在池塘中泥泞的水面上，以此净化他的心中的欲望、愤怒和渴望等物质污垢。要知据说至尊主纯洁的奉献者独自一个人就能拯救世界上所有堕落的灵魂，因此一个真正对 Narayana 或 Sukadeva Goswami 那样纯粹的奉献者、有信心的人。如果能像 Narada 得到 Brahma 的授权一样，得到自己灵性导师的授权，就不仅能使自己摆脱 Maya 的钳制，还能凭他的纯洁及被赋予的奉爱力量拯救整个世界。这节诗里用秋雨落在池塘水面上作为比喻非常的恰当。雨季期间，所有的河水都变得泥泞不堪，但秋季的七八月份，只要下一点雨，就能使世上所有的河水变得清澈。在城市供水站中的小水池中放一点化学药剂，水就可以变得很清澈，但这点小小的努力并不能够使河水那种大水体中的水变得干净。然而，至尊主强有力的奉献者不仅能拯救自己，而还能拯救很多与他交往的人。换句话说，用他的方法培养经验知识或练神秘体操，去净化被污染的心，只能够做到清洗自己的心。但为至尊主做奉爱服务的方法是如此的强而有力，被授权的纯粹奉献者所做的奉爱服务甚至能净化大众的心。 Narada、 Sukadeva Goswami、 Ju Chaitanya 六位 Goswami 以及后期的圣 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 和圣 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 等等至尊主的真正代表，都能够凭他们所做的被授权的奉爱服务拯救所有的人。认真努力聆听圣典博迦瓦坛，能使人觉悟到自己与至尊主原有的关系。这种超然的关系可能是仆人、朋友、父母与孩子的关系，也可能是爱侣的关系。有了这种真正的自我认知，人便立即以至尊主做超然的爱心服务。所有纯粹的奉献者不仅像南尔的那样是觉悟了自我的灵魂，而且还受灵性推动力的激励，自发地从事传教工作，拯救很多受物质属性束缚的可怜灵魂。正是以有规律聆听和崇拜的方式认真遵守博迦瓦坛的原则，才使这些奉献者变得如此强大有力。这些活动使处在我们心中的至尊主亲自帮助我们清除堆积在心中的物质享乐欲望等，使至尊主始终处在生物体的心中，但只在为他做奉爱服务的人的心中展示自己。靠培养知识或练神秘瑜伽净化心灵，也许在一段时间里是有也许在一段时间里对个人有效，但那就像用化学剂清洁了一个小水池中的食水一样，水暂时变得清澈，脏东西沉淀下去，但轻微的搅动就能使一切重新变得浑浊不堪。同样道理，为至尊主做奉爱服务是使心灵永久纯净的唯一方法。相反，其他方法在一段时间内有表面的效果，但仍存在着一旦受到刺激，内心重又变得浑浊的危险。为至尊主做奉爱服务，同时一直不断的有规律的专心聆听圣典博迦瓦坛，是权威推荐的摆脱错觉前置的最佳方法。君王说，我想知道这些。至尊主拥有众多神奇的能量，讲述有关他的一切，毫无疑问对所有的星球上的众生都是吉祥的。极为幸运的 Sukadeva Goswami 啊，请继续讲述圣殿博迦瓦坛，好让我能把注意力完全的集中在至尊灵魂主 Krishna 的身上，从而完全清除物质的品质，最终放弃这个躯体。对有规律且一丝不苟地聆听圣殿博迦瓦坛中的人来说，至尊人格守神 Krishna 将于短时间内在他们心中展现自己。至尊灵魂主 Krishna 的声音化身圣殿波加瓦坛进入觉悟了自我的奉献者的心中，坐在他与 Krishna 爱的关系的莲花之上，仿佛秋雨洒在池塘中泥泞的水面上，以此净化他心中的欲望、愤怒和渴望等物质污垢。
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshnumilitam Janatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Sundavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupatarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It's nice. We could read a few verses and a few purports.
我们刚才一起阅读了一些诗节，读了一些诗节的要旨。
This is the proper way.
这是恰当的方式。
We hear from the pure devotees of the Lord.
我们是从主的纯粹的奉献者那里聆听。
We are hearing from Parikshit Maharaj, a great devotee of the Lord.
我们从 Parikshita 王那里聆听，他是主的一位非常伟大的奉献者。
We are hearing from Shukadeva Goswami.
我们从圣 Shukadeva Goswami 那里聆听。
We are hearing from Srila Prabhupada.
我们从 Srila Prabhupada 那里聆听。
So by this process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the pure devotees of the Lord, is inevitable our hearts are going to become purified.
所以以这样的方式从主的纯粹的奉献者那里聆听圣殿波加瓦坛，使我们内心的不洁是一定会得到净化的。
We are not qualified to perform pure devotional service.
我们没有资格进行纯粹的奉献服务。
Because we have material desires.
因为我们有物质的欲望。
A person who has a material desires cannot please the Lord.
一个有物质欲望的人是没有办法取悦主的。
Because desire to please the Lord or material desires, they are diametrically opposite.
因为呢，这个物质世界的这个欲望，它是和取悦主的这个愿望是相对的，相反的。
What is our hope then?
所以那我们的希望在哪里呢？
We all have material desires.
因为我们所有的人都有物质欲望。
Little material desires, big material desires, many material desires.
无论我们有一点物质欲望，我们还是有大的物质欲望，还是我们有很多的物质欲望。
How can we please the Lord?
所以我们怎么能够让主开心呢？
We have no hope.
我们没希望了。
But there is a shortcut.
但是是有一条捷径的。
Is that we hear the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam with attention from the right source in the disciplic succession.
也就是说呢，我们从正确的源泉，从我们的使徒传系，非常的专注的。聆听圣殿波加瓦坛的讲述。
So here you see the dialogue beginning in the first text of this chapter, the dialogue is going back to the original. We are going back to the original dialogue between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami.
所以说呢, 在这一章开始的时候呢, 我们就可以看到, 这个对话呢, 又回到了最开始的, Parikshit 王 和 Shukadeva Goswami 之间的对话之中。
This is the main dialogue in Srimad Bhagavatam.
他们俩人的对话呢, 是圣典博伽瓦坛里面的主要的对话的构成。
But while replying, while answering to the questions of Maharaj Parikshit, Shukadeva Goswami oftentimes relates similar questions and the answers of great personalities. So he moves to a different dialogue, a different other personalities.
因为其他的非常伟大的人物呢，也都询问过和帕克希特王相类似的问题。所以，当Srila Shukadeva Goswami在回答帕克希特王的问题的时候呢，经常是又会把我们带到之前的圣人们之间的对话之中。So
we hear many dialogues, like just before we are hearing a chapter, was a dialogue between Lord Brahma and Narada Muni.
所以说呢，我们也会听其他的圣人之间的讲话，就像我们在之前的这一章呢，整个这一章都是主 Brahma 和 Narada Muni 之间的谈话。
Because happened that Parikshit Maharaj inquired to Shukadeva Goswami about he wanted to hear something about the most important incarnations of the Lord.
因为帕克希特王呢，他想要听到关于主的最重要的化身这方面的话题。So
because Lord Brahma had described that to Narada Muni long time in the past, Shukadeva Goswami just related that dialogue where the same question and the answers were there.
因为呢，在很长时间以前呢，主 Brahma 就回答了 Narada Muni 这相同的这个问题。 所以呢，既然这个答案已经在那儿了，所以说呢，圣苏克德沃戈斯瓦米呢，就直接的引述了之前他们两人之间的这个对话。阿叔。Now
it's coming back to original dialogue, Parikshit Maharaj asking questions to Shukadeva Goswami, his spiritual master.
但是现在呢，我们又回到了他们俩人最原初的这个对话的场景。帕克希特王呢，在向他的灵性导师圣苏克德沃戈斯瓦米询问。He wants
to continue. He wants that Parikshit. He wants that Shukadeva Goswami continue narrating the activities of the Lord.
帕克希特王他希望。 Shukadeva Goswami 能够继续讲述主的活动。
He doesn't want him to stop.
他不想让他停下来。
Because Parikshit Maharaj has only 7 days.
因为帕克希特王他只有7天的生命。
He was cursed to die in 7 days, so he knows his time is short.
他被诅咒在7天后就要死去，所以他知道他的生命无多。So
he just wants to hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢，他只是想聆听圣典博伽瓦坛。Why
Srimad Bhagavatam? Why not the newspaper and the magazines? We have so many of them.
为什么要听圣典博伽瓦坛中的内容呢？为什么不听听报纸上写的呢？我们有这么多报纸呢？
Why so many? So not so many other stories.
而且呢，为什么不从其他的那些故事书里面去聆听呢？
No, he wants to hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
不，他只是想聆听圣典博伽瓦坛里的内容。
Because Srimad Bhagavatam is about. Is a narration of the pastimes of the Lord.
因为圣典博伽瓦坛里所描述的都是主的逍遥时光。
He knows how powerful he is to hear about these pastimes of the Lord.
他知道聆听主的逍遥时光是多么的有力。
Parikshit Maharaj, he thinks of himself as a conditioned soul with a heart still very contaminated.
Parikshit Maharaj 认为自己是一个受条件限制的灵魂，内心依然有很多的污染。
Because he is a king and he was involved in so many material matters and in management of his kingdom, so he thinks that he's still contaminated with so many impurities in his heart.
因为他是一国之君，所以呢，他需要介入很多的物质的事宜，所以就因为这个原因呢，他就觉得他内心依然还被很多的物质的事物所污染。
He is actually a pure devotee.
但实际上他是一位纯粹的奉献者。
Is a child of pure devotees, is a grandson of Arjuna.
他从小就是一个纯粹的奉献者，他是 Arjuna 的孙子。
And all his life he was in search of the Supreme Lord that he has seen.When he was a baby in the womb of his mother, and he was about to be killed by that powerful Brahmastra weapon, he was saved by the Lord who appeared in his heart. So during all his childhood and his life, he was just searching for that Supreme Lord that he had seen in his heart, in his babyhood.
当他还在母亲的子宫中的时候呢，他就差一点而被Brahmastra 就是这个雷射光的武器呢杀死。然后呢，主就救了他。主在救他的时候呢，就在他的面前就显现了，他就见过主一面。所以呢，在他一生之中，他都在搜寻着主。
But he thinks he's still not pure. That's how the pure devotees think. They don't think, oh, I'm pure, I'm very qualified, I'm ready to embrace Krishna. No, they all think they are very fallen, very impure.
但是他确实觉得自己是非常的不纯洁的，那这也就是一位纯洁的奉献者内心想，他永远都觉得自己是没有资格的，他并没有觉得自己已经有资格要见 Krishna， 要让 Krishna 来抱他了。
So all pure devotees think like that.
所有的纯粹奉献者都是这么想的。
Srila Bhaktivinoda, in one of his prayers, he said, I'm lower than a worm in a stool.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的一个祷文里面写到了，我比大便中的蠕虫还要低等。
Should we see them as such? Should we think that Srila Bhaktivinoda is fallen like the worm in a stool? No, we don't think of them that, but they think of themselves like that.
我们会不会这样去认为是了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢？我们会不会认为他比大便中的蠕虫还要堕落呢？不会的，我们不是这样去想是了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的。
They honestly think of themselves as very fallen.
但是他们就是觉得自己特别的堕落。
So that makes their anchoring to know more about Krishna, to praise Krishna more.Become more intense in their hearts.
但是呢，这就使他们更加的渴望 Krishna， 使他们更加的赤诚的在内心中去向 Krishna 祈祷。
Remember when Maharaj Parikshit heard about this curse, and it is explained that he could have because of his purity, he had the power to counteract that curse, even though the curse was coming from a Brahmana.
还记得吗？当帕克希特王得到这个诅咒的时候，其实他还是可以用他纯粹的这个力量去抵消掉这个诅咒的，即便这个诅咒是来自于一位婆罗门的诅咒。
Because he was very pure.
因为他特别的纯粹。
We cannot curse a pure devotee.
我们是不能够诅咒一位纯粹的奉献者的。
But instead of counteracting that curse, he accept that as the arrangement of providence.
但是呢，他并没有抵消掉这个诅咒，反而他接受到，他把它接受为是天意的安排。
He said this was arrangement of the Lord.
他想这是主的安排。
So let me just spend the last 7 days that I still have just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the most pure person.
所以呢，让我从最纯粹的人那里聆听圣殿博迦瓦坛，以此度过我七日的余生。
Actually, originally he was not thinking about hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He wanted just to know what was the most important thing in life to do before one leaves his body. That's what he wanted to know. What is the most important thing he should do?
实际上在最开始的时候呢，他并没有想到要聆听圣殿博迦瓦坛，他只是想知道对于一个只有七天生命的人，最重要的需要做的事情是什么。
It was his main question. Because so, he was a great king, the king of the whole planet, and such a pure personality, so powerful. He attracted great souls from all over the universe. Even Lord Brahma came there. Narada Muni came there. All this great Vyasa Deva was there, all great personality, all great sages, they all came there to see, to help him in his passing away.
因为呢，他是一位非常纯净的灵魂，所以说呢，他就是想要了解这个问题的答案。那他是因为他是一位伟大的国王，他是全星球的国王。那么所以当时呢 Narada Muni 呀，主 Brahma 呀，还有所有的这些伟大的人物全都来到了这里，还有 Vyasa Deva 呀，全都来到了这里，来帮助这位伟大的人物能够度过他最后的时日。
He had one main question. What is the duty of a person who is about to die?
所以他就有一个主要的问题，作为一个将死之人的责任何在？
This is a very, very important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
This question concerns all of us.
实际上，我们每一个人都应该思考这个问题。
Because we are all about to die.
因为我们每一个人都将会死去。
He had 7 days, maybe we have 7 years, or maybe have 7 weeks, maybe have 7 minutes, maybe you just have seven seconds, hey.
那他有七天的时间，那也许可能我们有七个月，我们可能有7个星期，我们可能有7分钟的时间，也许可能我们只有7秒钟可活。
We don't know. Death is certain and it can come at any moment.
因为我们并不知道死亡这一刻随时可能会来到我们的面前。
So he asked this question for his own sake, but actually he was just instrumental to ask a question that is meant to be asked by every human being.
虽然他是为了他自己在问这个问题，但事实上呢，他是为了全人类的福祉在问这个问题。
All these great personalities, they were giving different opinions, but nobody really was. They were not really satisfying his question.
所以呢，所有的这些伟大的人物呢，全都各抒己见的为他解答这个问题，但是呢，没有一个人的回答使他真正的感到满意。
Until this young boy came, young, much younger than all these people in the gathering. This young boy, only 16 years old, you know, came there. He was not even clean. He was not even dressed, you know. He looked really, he looked more like a crazy fellow, you know, and everybody turns to him and everybody offers respects to this young boy.
直到这个年轻的少年 来到他们的中间。这个小男孩只有16岁的年纪，比在场的所有的大人物都要年轻，而且呢他看起来是疯疯癫癫的，也没有穿衣服。但是当他一出现在大家的面前的时候呢，所有的人都把目光转向他，并且呢向他顶礼。
Everybody recognized him as a very, very pure soul.
因为所有的人都意识到他是一位非常的纯净的灵魂。
He didn't introduce himself, he didn't say who he was, he just came there, but everybody, just by his physical demeanor, by his appearance, and certainly the effulgence that was emanating from his body, everybody recognized they were facing a great Mahabhagavat, a great, great powerful soul.
他并没有自报家门，但是呢，当他出现在众人面前的时候，他所绽放出来的光芒使得所有人都立刻就意识到了，这是一位 Mahabhagavat， 这是一位非常伟大的纯洁的灵魂。
So Parikshit Maharaj immediately understood this is a person that can help me.
所以 Parikshit 王立刻就明白了，这是那个能够帮到我的人。
And he started asking questions from him.
所以呢，他就开始向他询问了。
And Shukadeva Goswami decided, in order to answer his question, he decided that the best way was to recite Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam has all the answers to such questions.
所以 Shukadeva Goswami 就做出了一个决定，以阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛的方式来回答他的问题，因为在圣典薄伽瓦坛里面是涵盖了所有的这些问题的答案的。
Srimad Bhagavatam is completely free from the contamination of the modes of material nature.
因为圣典薄伽瓦坛是完全不被物质自然属性所污染的。
Even liberated souls are very eager to hear and narrate Srimad Bhagavatam.
即便是那些解脱了的灵魂，也都非常渴望的聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的讲述。
In this narration, there is nothing about material activities.
而在这个讲述中呢，没有任何关于物质的活动。
Nothing about economic development, nothing about sense gratification, not even about liberation.
也没有任何关于经济发展、感官享乐，甚至于个人解脱的话题。
Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and His dear devotees is fully described.
只有圣典薄伽瓦坛，它才完全的描述了至尊主的超然的品性，以及他的奉献者的超然的品性。
Srila Jiva Goswami says, even the realized souls, they take pleasure in hearing such transcendental literature, just like a young boy and girl take pleasure in association with each other.
Srila Jiva Goswami 说呢，即便是自我觉悟了的灵魂，也非常的欣喜于聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的诵读，就像是男孩和女孩之间的相互的心仪所感受到的快乐一样。
But such narration Srimad Bhagavatam can only be described by liberated souls.
但是呢，这样的圣典薄伽瓦坛的描述呢，是需要来自于一位解脱的灵魂来描述的。
That's why we are recommended to hear from a liberated soul, from pure devotees of the Lord.
The Lord.
也就为什么我们被建议要从一位纯粹的奉献者那里，从一个就是完全解脱的灵魂那里去聆听。阿叔 ，sorry， can we suggest Rajaram Prabhu put the microphone in mute? It's a little bit disturbing.
Yes.
Radha Sharan Prabhu, please, thank you so much. Could you put your microphone in mute? Yes, okay.
Mm. So only the pure devotees can narrate Srimad Bhagavatam.
So in a 只有, you mean, sorry, only the pure devotee can
pure
read
devotees.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay,
只有纯粹的奉献者才可以叙述讲述圣殿波迦瓦坛。
A person who is completely free from any material desires.
也就是一个完全的摆脱了物质欲望的人。
That's why we are recommended to hear from pure devotees.
也就这个原因呢，我们被推荐要我们被建议要从纯粹的奉献者的讲述中去聆听。
There are many translations Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita all over the place, but we are recommended to hear from and to read the translations and the purposes given by Srila Prabhupada.
有很多的圣典博迦瓦坛和博迦梵歌的翻译的版本，但是我们被推荐呢。要阅读由薛拉帕帕所给我们提供的版本。
Because the translation and the purports of Srila Prabhupada means the pure vision, the pure understanding of what Krishna says, of what his devotees say in the Bhagavatam.
因为呢，圣典博迦瓦坛以及博迦梵歌里面所提供的薛拉帕帕提供给我们的翻译以及要旨是给我们。提供了关于主的纯粹的讲述的誓约。
So when we hear from pure devotees, this narration of Srimad Bhagavatam is like absorbing a constant flow of nectar coming into us.
所以当我们聆听一位纯粹的奉献者对圣典博迦瓦坛的讲述的时候呢，我们就好像让自己完全沉醉在向我们涌入的蜜露的甘美之中。
Because Srimad Bhagavatam is about the pastimes, the dealings between the Lord and his very dear devotees.
因为圣典博迦瓦坛里面所涵盖的内容呢，是主和他非常亲密的奉献者之间的逍遥时光，他们所从事的活动。
The Lord and his devotees' affectionate dealings.
主和他的奉献者之间满怀深情的互动。
And this is what we hanker in our hearts to hear, to know about this, to receive this information about loving dealings, pure loving dealings between the Lord and his devotees.
而这也就是我们内心中非常渴求所获得的信息。我们需要去了解主 Krishna 主和他的奉献者之间满怀爱的互动。
By hearing this about this pure loving exchanges between the Lord and his devotees, all lust, greed, and envy, everything that is very inauspicious within our hearts, everything is removed.
随着聆听主和他的亲爱的奉献者之间的这种互动呢，使得我们内心中的所有的愤怒、嫉妒、欲望以及不吉祥全部都被清除殆尽了。
Like I say, Parikshit Maharaj says in text 4, persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously,will have the personality of God as Sri Krishna manifest in their hearts within a short time.
就像是在我们今天阅读的第四个诗节里面，帕克希特王就指出，对有规律且一丝不苟的聆听圣殿博迦瓦坛中的人来说，至尊人格守神 Krishna 将于短时间内在他们心中展现自己。
And then in text 4, 5, the sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, seats on a lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and anchoring. Thus it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water.
然后第五个世界，至尊灵魂主 Krishna 的声音化身圣殿博加瓦坛，进入觉悟了自我的奉献者的心中，坐在他与 Krishna 爱的关系的莲花之上，仿佛秋雨洒在池塘中泥泞的水面上，以此净化他心中的欲望、愤怒和渴望等物质污染。
It's so poetic.
所以是充满了诗意的。
And he compares like autumnal rains of autumn, who fall upon pools of muddy water.
这里面讲的是仿佛秋雨洒在池塘中泥泞的水面上。
And Srila Prabhupada explains, during the rainy season, there is storms of rain, you know, big storms, and they come sporadically, you know, they come big and create so much mud in the rivers and in the pools. But then when autumn season comes, the rain is very light and is more constant, little rains, very constantly, and that little rains are going to remove all the mud from the pools and the rivers, and the water becomes very clear.
然后Srila Prabhupada 在要旨中他就提到了，他解释了，他说雨季期间呢，所有的河水都变得泥泞不堪，但秋季的七八月期间呢，只要下一点雨，就能够使世上所有的河水都变得清澈。
So we are not hankering to just have sit down and hear Bhagavatam for 7 days and seven nights and immediately become free from all this lust and anger and greed and all this. No, we want to constantly hearing as much as we can, constantly hearing for the rest of our lives.
所以我们并不是渴求着在接下来的七天我们就坐在那儿什么也不干的去聆听圣殿博加瓦坛，然后呢就发放着我们内心的所有的不洁呀、愤怒啊、贪婪的欲望啊都能够被清刷殆尽，不是的，而是我们应该在今后的余生之中应该恒常不断的去聆听圣殿博加瓦坛中的内容。
Because the more we hear about the pastimes of the Lord with his devotees from the mouth,from the lips of pure devotees of the Lord, then naturally that attraction for the loving dealings of the Lord starting manifesting in our hearts.
因为如果我们要是不断的去聆听，就是不断的从一位纯粹的奉献者的莲花口中去聆听主和他的奉献者之间的爱的互动和交流，使得我们内心就会非常自然的萌发出对 Krishna 的这种爱的感受。
Because that loving propensity is there in our hearts.
因为这爱的倾向呢，它本来就在我们的内心之中。
Because it's our constitutional position, we are eternal loving servants of the Lord.
因为我们本来原属的地位就是我们是主的永恒的充满了爱的仆人。
But now our consciousness is muddy because of so many material desires that we totally forgot the Lord, totally forgot our loving relationship with Him.
但是呢，现在我们的意识知觉里面呢，是被太多的充满了色欲的物质欲望的这个泥泞所遮盖，从而使我们忘记了我们和主之间的充满了爱心的这种关系了。
That mud of material desires is going to be gradually removed by hearing regularly Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是如果我们要是有规律的聆听圣殿博加瓦坛呢，就能够逐渐的清除掉这些物质欲望的泥泞。
But we have to hear regularly.
但是呢，我们必须要有规律的聆听。
Not just once in a week on Sunday mornings, just for 1 hour.
我们并不是说是每个星期天的早晨只是听一次，听一个小时。
Has to be every day.
我们应该每天都听。
In this way, our material desires gradually will be all washed away by the flow, this nectarian flow of Srimad Bhagavatam coming from the lips of pure exalted devotees.
因为这样的话呢，就能够使从纯粹的奉献者的莲花口中所倾吐出的圣典波迦瓦坛的甘露，逐渐的把我们的物质欲望的这些泥泞清刷殆尽。
But we have to hear with rapt attention.
但是我们必须要非常专注的一心一意的聆听。啊，阿叔。
Not just hear Srimad Bhagavatam, but at the same time, you know, cooking and at the same time, doing other things and talk on the side.And no, we have to just sit down and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, read Srimad Bhagavatam, and be there, be in a moment, just taking advantage of this wonderful nectar that can clear all misgivings from within our hearts.
我们必须要在当下的一心一意的专注于聆听阅读圣典波迦瓦坛，而不是一边聆听一边去做其他的事情，或者是还跟旁边的人讲话什么的，因为只有这样才能够使这个圣典波迦瓦坛中的这个内容慢慢的去清除我们内心的这些物质的不洁。
So once the material desires start being removed from our hearts, naturally a spontaneous desire to love and to serve Krishna manifests in our hearts.
所以当我们内心的不洁被移除之后呢，我们就非常自然的使内心中的对 Krishna 的自发的爱以及想为他做服务的这种愿望就展现开来。
So that's why we need to read Srila Prabhupada's books. We need to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day.
也就这个原因呢，我们每天都需要阅读圣典波迦瓦坛，每天都需要阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
If you really wish to have all our misgivings, all our impurities removed from our hearts, we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day.
如果我们真的想要自己内心中的不洁以及这些不好的东西被移除掉的话，被清除的话，我们真的需要每天都要阅读圣典波迦瓦坛。
Not just sometimes.
不是时不时的读。
Any question? We stop here. Any question?
Okay, 我们的讲课这一部分呢，先到这里，看看大家有没有什么问题。哎呀。I'm sure because you stop. Oh, let me see. Okay, here is a question. Yes, we do have questions. Okay, the first question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢阿叔和翻译和主持。纯粹奉献者做的服务就是纯粹的奉爱服务吗？ Thank you, 阿叔。So the question is that if the pure devotee, if the devotional service from the pure devotee are considered as the pure devotional service.
Say it again, please.
If the pure, well, for the pure devotee, for the services from them, if those are considered as a pure devotional service. In another word, if the pure devotee renders a pure devotional service.
Yes, that's the only thing a pure devotee does, engages in pure devotional service.
是的，因为纯粹奉献者他们只做一件事，就是做纯粹的奉爱服务。
Before I finish the class, I was thinking about one particular verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srinvatam svakata krishna punya shravana kirtana radiantostoya badrani vidunoti suritsatam.This is a very nice verse, Sutta Goswami telling the sages of Naimisharanya.
You can, do you have Bhagavatam with you? First canto, chapter 2, text 17. 1
yeah,
to 17.
Yeah. 1 to 17, OK. 阿叔说呢，在他刚才结束讲课之前呢，他在想着，他想起了一个师姐。那么这个师姐呢，是由 Sutta Goswami 对那么 Sharanya 森林中的圣人们所讲述的。那这是一个非常的美妙的师姐。这师姐是这样的，是《圣典薄教瓦坛》第一篇第二章的第17师姐。Shall I read it?
Yeah, read it.
Yeah, 这个译文是这样的。作为众生心中的超灵、诚实奉献者的恩人、人格守神 Krishna， 把渴望聆听他信息的奉献者心中的感官享乐欲望清除掉，正确的聆听和歌唱他的信息是虔诚活动。
So all desire for material enjoyment is cleansed from the heart, simplified by regularly.When you develop this urge means we want to hear as long as often as possible.
所以呢，就是我们内心中的所有的这些感官享乐的欲望以及不解呢，都会被我们渴望着有规律的聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛而清除掉。
Okay, in the verse, in the Sanskrit verse, in the last line, it says, Vidoloti Surit Satam, cleanses the heart of the truthful. All this mud, all these material desires are really removed from the heart.
那在这个诗节的最后一句话写的是We do notice Srit Sadam 的意思呢，就是在内心中的所有的这些不解都被清除掉了。
We do notice. In India, they have a very special apparatus, mechanical thing, that is meant to cleanse the flakes of cotton when they pick up the cotton from the fields.And the cotton, because of being exposed to the air, they get dusty. So those flakes of cotton, these balls of cotton that they pick up from the fields, they have to remove the dust, because the dust cannot be there when they're going to make this into tissue. So, okay, translate that much.
就是阿叔在解释 Vidunoti 这个词。那在印度呢，就是当这个棉花从棉花地里面被摘下来以后呢，这个棉花因为它上面有很多的这个灰尘，所以呢，这个有灰尘的这个棉花在没有把灰尘掸掉之前是不能够来进行织布的。
So they have these poles, a line of poles with wires stretching between the two poles, many, many groups of two poles and wires stretch very tight wires there.
然后呢，就用这个两根棍儿，然后两根棍儿中间呢，这个绷着非常紧的铁丝。
So there are many rows of poles like that with wires.
所以呢，就有好多根儿。对，就是把它变成一个弹棉花的那种工具，就是有好多的这个的棍儿，然后下面绷了这个绷得很紧的这个铁丝。
And they connect something to make vibrate.These wires, so there is a light vibration that you hardly notice, a little vibration in this stretched wires.
然后呢，然后再把它连接在一个工具上，然后使这个工具呢可以轻轻的弹动这些铁丝，然后使它产生轻微的震动。
It's a very light vibration.
所以呢，这个震动是非常的轻的。
You practically don't. We don't notice.
而且这种震动呢，基本上就注意不到。
So they put the balls of cotton on the top of these stretch wires that are vibrating, and that light vibration it makes gradually the dust of the cotton to fall down to fall from the cotton.Without damage the fibers of the cotton balls, because if the fibers are damaged, then cannot make good threads.
然后这个棉花呢，就把它放在这个铁丝上，就是铁丝缠下来的，就是这个装置上。然后呢，再通过这个非常轻微的震动去弹动棉花，使得棉花上的这些灰尘呢就被弹掉了。但是呢，它这个弹的这个动作是非常轻柔的，因为如果要是劲儿使大了的话呢，这个棉花里面的纤维就被毁掉了。如果是棉花的纤维被毁掉了，这个线就不能够纺出很有质量的线了。
So you practically don't notice, but there's a little vibration and the balls of cotton on the top of these wires are shaken very lightly, but the dust, all that dust is coming out, and the cotton is going to become totally free from dust before being turned into tissues.Into threads and then into tissues.
所以说呢，这个就是这个轻这个铁丝呢，就这个棉花在铁丝上被轻轻的弹动着，这种弹动是基本感觉不到的。但是就是通过这样的弹动呢，使得这个棉花里面所有的这些尘土都被弹了下来，这个被弹得很干净的这个棉花就可以去用作。先是纺线，然后呢，再把它就是织布了。
And so, and it's interesting because this apparatus is called Vidunoti.
所以这很有意思，就这个东西呢，就被称为叫 Vidunoti.
It cleanses. So this is how Srimad Bhagavatam acts upon our hearts. It's not something that you.It's not something that we notice right in the end of the of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. You say, wow, no more lust, no more greed. We are totally pure devotees. No, it may take time, but it's gradually cleansing. All these material desires accumulating throughout many lifetimes is gradually being removed. And suddenly we found ourselves in association of Krishna and his eternal associates.
所以呢，就是这个圣典薄伽瓦坛，它在我们的内心中所起的作用，就像是这个 Vidunoti 一样，它是在我们不知觉的这种状态下，轻轻的在弹动我们内心的这些不洁，并不是说我们读完圣典薄伽瓦坛以后，突然就觉得，哎呀，我所有的这些不洁，我所有的这些物质欲望全都被清除殆尽了，我现在就特别干净了，并不是这样的。而是通过我们非常有规律的去聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛，不断的去做这件事情，逐渐的、慢慢的，在不知晓的这种情况下，使我们内心所有的这些不洁都被清除殆尽。然后，终于有一天，我们发现我们已经跟 Krishna 在相见了。
Okay, yes, I just was reminded of this because this instrument is called Vidunoti. Very slightly vibration then gradually removes the impurities.
所以呢，我就想跟大家来解释一下，就是这个就这种装置叫 Vidunoti， 它是非常的轻微的，在不被人察觉的这种状态下，把我们内心的就是把这些不洁的东西给清除掉的。
Okay, sorry. Let's go back to the questions.
不好意思，我们现在再回到这些问题。现在下面这个问题呢，还是来自于 Rajendra Prabhu 的。永恒的关系会变吗？比如在灵性世界里有一只鹦鹉，那是永远，就是永远是吗？时间是物质的概念吗？灵性世界有时间的概念吗？ So for the eternal relationship, will have any chance to be changed? For example, in the spiritual world,there is a parrot, and so the parrot will remain in the spiritual world as it is all the time, right? And also, if the time is a material concept, in the spiritual world, if there is an idea of time.
This is from Rajendra.
But Rajendra Prabhu, many times he asks a question on behalf of someone else.
Yeah, on behalf of someone. the first part, what was the first part already? Oh, if you remain always in the same form.
Yeah. He's asking that is if the eternal relationship will remain as it is all the time.
In general, yes.
就这永恒的关系，通常来说呢，就是不变的，就是那样。
Because is fully satisfying, and that's a loving relationship that pleases the Lord, and you are fully satisfied in that loving relationship. There's no eagerness to change.
因为呢，在这样的永恒的关系中呢，是非常的取悦主的一种关系。所以说呢，处在这个永恒关系中的这个人呢，他也是完全的心满意足的，所以呢，他就没有任何的渴求想要改变这个关系。
So yes, that's what many people get stuck is they say, well, but he's always doing the same thing that may be boring.
但是也许可能有人就会问这个问题了，那如果是在这个关系中一直都做的同样的事情，那肯定挺无尽，挺无聊的。
And that's what happened in the material world because of the influence of time. If you keep doing the same thing, after some time it becomes boring. It's always the same thing.
那么在物质世界呢，就会发生这样的情况，因为它是在时间的影响之下，如果是不断的去重复做同样的事情的话呢，就会觉得无聊没劲。
But in the spiritual world, there is no influence of material time.
但是呢，在灵性世界里面是没有时间的影响的。
We understand material times like a progression in space, going from one moment to another moment. It's a progression in space. That's what we understand by material time.
就比如说我们对物质时间的这个理解呢，就是其实它也是一种空间的变化的，就是从一刻会挪到下一刻。
Space.Whereas in the spiritual world, that concept is absent. There's spiritual time, but it's more like a progression between knowledge and bliss.
但是呢，在灵性世界里面呢，它更像是一种从极乐到知识的这种进程。
So we experience happiness and as through that happiness, our perception, our understanding of Krishna and his dealings increases and our happiness increases. And as our happiness increases, our understanding of Krishna increases. And because Krishna is always increasing, so our knowledge and perception of Krishna is increasing. So the bliss we experience in our same loving relationship with Krishna is always increasing. That's why there's no need of changing.
因为如果我们要是处在一种很快乐的这种状态下的时候呢，就处在一种极乐的状态下的时候呢，这会儿对于这个 Krishna 的理解就会更加的深厚，然后这样的话就会让你觉得更加的快乐。那么 Krishna 因为他是在不断的
Increasing,
这他是在不断的加深的，他是不断的呀，他是不断，他是在 Krishna， 因为他是在不断的扩展，不断的在升高，不断的在加深的。所以说呢，就是我们对于他的理解，对他快乐的这种感受呢，也是在不断的跟着加深升高的。所以呢，在这样的状态下，你就不会想着要变。
Like for instance, we hear that Krishna plays the flute.
比如说我们听说 Krishna 他会吹笛子。
And the sound of Krishna's flute is very enchanting.
而且呢这个 Krishna 的笛音是非常的迷人的。
In the material world, if somebody plays nicely the flute, yes, it's very attractive. But after some time, we get tired because it's always the same sound, the same melodies, and that's nothing so extraordinary, not so exciting anymore after some time.
在这个物质世界里面，如果是有一个人他非常的善于吹奏笛子的话呢，那我们也会觉得他非常的迷人。但是如果要是听他这一首曲子吹的时间很长了以后，我们就会觉得吹来吹去都是这么一首调子， 所以呢就不会再有什么新鲜的觉得它有什么了不起的地方了，所以我们就会有心生厌烦的感觉。
If somebody would be playing the flute at your window, near your window, and you could hear all the time, after a few days, maybe just after one day, you'd be tired of that sound, say, can you go and play somewhere else?
就如果咱家的这个邻居边上有一人他在吹笛子，那么他开始吹的时候你觉得挺好听，但他如果他一天都对着你的窗户在吹的话，可能到晚上的时候你就得会他说，你就跟他说你能不能上别地儿吹会儿。
But with Krishna it's not like that. With Krishna there is the sound is of his flute is at every moment is fresher, newer and more beautiful, more attractive. So at every moment we are acknowledging that and our bliss is increasing. So as our bliss increases and you taste that sound and the sound is increasing in beauty, in perfection, we hanker to know more and we experience more bliss and go on and on. This progression in knowledge and bliss and more understanding and more bliss and more understanding and more bliss and it's unlimited.
但是 Krishna 所吹奏的这个笛子可不是这么回事，因为 Krishna 他所吹奏的这个笛音在每一刻都是常新的，而且呢都是充满了吸引力的。那么当你听到他的这个笛音的时候呢，你就很被吸引，就很感动，然后呢你就想去听更多。但是当你听到更多的他这个笛音的时候呢，这个 Krishna 的这个笛音呢就会更加的具有吸引力，然后呢你就想听得更多。这样就相辅，就是这样，这个相辅相成的，使得你越听得多，越理解，使得 Krishna 的这个笛音呢，就越加的有滋味，越加的新鲜，越加的有感受。
So this is about anything about Krishna is his own beauty, his own qualities, his pastimes with his devotees, dealings is always increasing in beauty, in attraction, always increasing. So the devotee's knowledge, perception of those things.And this, the bliss he experience in witness, in understanding and relishing these things, it's increasing and increasing and increasing, and there is no limit to that.
所以呢，跟 Krishna 相关的所有的这些事情都是一样的。比如说 Krishna 他的美呀、啊，他的品质啊，他和奉献者之间的这种交流啊，他的逍遥活动啊，全部都是在。不断的在升腾的在增加的，所以呢当你在去了解这些方方面面的时候呢，你对于他们的这种极乐的这种感情也是在不断的增加的，所以呢这就属于就处在了一种无限的往前延伸的状态。
I hope I didn't deviate from the question.
No, you're not sweet. 阿叔说，我希望我没有偏，就是我没有这个偏离回答您的这个问题。
So there is no influence of material time, no influence of material time in the spiritual world.
所以说呢，在灵性世界里面是没有时间的影响的。
Because material time deteriorates things, gets things.Becoming stale, become boring, disappointing, we become tired. But in the world there is no such things.
因为在物质世界呢，这个时间是会毁掉这个东西，是会让这个东西变得陈旧，变得无趣，然后让我们觉得厌烦。但是呢，在灵性世界是常新的，所以它没有这种物质世界的这个时间的影响。
I think you have to break your fast if you have not, okay, until 9:48, until 9:40, and after 9 o'clock, okay. Still
okay,
have time if you have not broken your Ekadashi fast.
Okay, 阿叔提醒大家，今天的那个打破艾克达西的这个时间是到九点钟过一点，所以呢
Yeah, it was from 7:30, from 7:30 from the middle of the class, so...Some of you and goes until something after 9 o'clock, so you have to check.
所以大家要注意一下，他这个打破时间是应该是从7:30到9:00以后的某一个时间，就是别把这时间给错过了。So next question. Next question is from Tiandi Prabhu. 大德高僧算不算是奉献者？佛法知识与 Krishna 知觉中的奉爱有什么不同？超灵住在北极星吗？ Okay, he is asking if those wisdom beams or the some Mahabhagavat, but it's not in the devotee's realm. He is asking if those kind of wisdom beams or the big personalities, they are considered as the devotees of the Lord. And also for the teaching from, maybe you want to answer one after another because he has three questions.
Okay. What is the first question then?
The first question is that if the big personalities or the wisdom beings, they are considered as the devotees
wise
of the Lord.
People. Wise people.
Yeah.
Wise. Are the wise pure devotees? No, not necessary. No. Well, actually, a wise person is a devotee, not a materialistic person. A person who has so-called material wisdom is not a devotee. Is not a wise person. A wise person is a person who knows who he is, who is Krishna, and in what is the relationship between him and Krishna. This is a wise person.
Okay.
Translate the definition of a wise person.
Okay, he is asking that if those kind of great monks can be considered as the devotees.
That's why I'm giving a definition of a wise person. A wise person is a person who knows who he is, who is Krishna, and what is the relationship between him and Krishna. This is a wise person. If he does not know this, cannot be a devotee, cannot be wise either.
Okay. 那阿叔呢？他首先他就说呢，就是这个一个有智慧的人，什么人是有智慧的人？有智慧人就是他知道他自己的身份是什么，他也知道 Krishna 的身份是什么，并且他也知道他和 Krishna 之间的关系是什么。那这样的人被称为是一个智者。但如果他要是没有这样的认知的话呢，他也不能够被认为是一个智者。
He is not a devotee. He is not a wise. A wise is a devotee.
所以说呢，一位智者就是按刚才那个定义说的这样的一位智者呢，他是奉献者。
Not these so-called wise people.
但是并不是那些所谓的智者。
Okay, the next question.
佛法的知识与 Krishna 知觉中的奉爱有什么不同？ What are the differences between the Buddhism related knowledge versus of the knowledge from Krishna consciousness?
They don't know. They don't know who they are. They don't know who is Krishna. They don't know who is the relationship between them and Krishna. So they have no knowledge.
Okay. 就是这个对于佛教的人，因为他们不知道这个 Krishna 是谁，然后呢，他们也不知道自己的身份到底是什么，也不知道他们和 Krishna 之间的关系是什么，所以呢，他们不是真正的具有知识。
They have material knowledge. They understand that material existence is full of pain, and they want to annihilate material existence. But they don't know more than that.
但他们呢是有这个物质的知识的，而且呢，他们也知道在物质世界是非常的苦的，而且他们也希望能够这个清除掉这样的苦，但是仅此而已，但是并没有真正的知识。
Let's say that compared to the average of people,
they are a little wiser in the sense that at least they have understand and they have understood that material existence is just full of pain. And most of people, even though they are suffering, they don't realize that.
但是就是出于佛教中的这个人呢，他比普通的人稍微好一点，就是他知道这个物质世界是非常的苦的，他意识到的这一点，他希望能够这个离苦。但是呢，作为这个大部分的人，就是普通大众来说呢，就连这一点都没有意识到。
The normal people continue engaged in the same stupid activities and keep suffering again and again, life after life. At least the Buddhist wants to terminate that.
那么普通大众呢，他们是就是继续的持续着做一些非常愚蠢的事情，从而使之自己就被深深的捆缚在这个生死轮回的这个苦境之中。但是呢，作为修佛的人呢，他至少他想要结束这个状况。
So they, let's say they have a more sophisticated material knowledge.
所以说呢，作为修佛的人呢，他们有更加的他们有更加的高深的物质的知识。
Not spiritual knowledge.
但是他并没有灵性的知识。
Spiritual knowledge is means to know that we are spiritual souls, there is Krishna, the Supreme Soul, and we have a loving relationship with Him. That's, we are His servants. That's knowledge.
而灵性的知识，所谓真的灵性知识呢，就是知道我们是灵性的灵魂，然后呢，知道我们是 Krishna 永恒的仆人，然后知道我们和 Krishna 之间的关系是什么。
So without knowing this, we are in ignorance.
所以如果要是不知道这一点的话呢，也就意味着我们是处在愚昧之中的。
Even though it seems that materially we may have so much sophisticated knowledge, but just different grades of ignorance.
虽然说在这个物质世界里面，也许可能我们有更好的这个物质的知识，但只不过呢，就是我们是处在不同层级的愚昧之中而已。
Okay, next question.
I'm sorry. I mean, his exactly way of asking the question is that 佛法知识与 Krishna 知觉中的奉爱知识有什么不同？ Well, maybe you have already, well, I think you have already answered that, but I just want to repeat his question again, just to clarify. The way he asking the question is,
what's the difference between the devotee knowledge and the Buddhist knowledge?
Yes.
Yeah, I answered that.
Okay.
I said that Buddhist knowledge is a sophisticated material knowledge, understanding that there is suffering and we should stop suffering. Whereas spiritual knowledge means to understand our constitutional position, understanding with Krishna and understanding the relationship between us and Krishna.So this is the difference. Yeah. So we answer that.
Yeah. 我对不起啊，我怕是因为我翻译的这个问题导致了这个阿叔没有完全回答你这个问题。但实际上阿叔刚才回答这个问题，就是这个佛法的知识，就是说他是讲到了这个知道这个物质世界是非常的苦的，而且呢是希望我们做事情来离开这个物质世界的苦，来终止这个物质世界的苦。但是呢 ，Krishna 知觉中的奉爱的知识呢，指的是我们知道我们永恒的这个原属的地位是什么。我们是灵性的灵魂，然后呢，我们是 Krishna 不可分割的部分，而且呢，我们是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。这是这样的一个关系。所以阿叔刚才回答的这个问题。Okay, the next part of his question is that 超灵住在北极星吗 ？If the super soul reside in the North Pole star.
The super soul resides everywhere, even within the atoms.
超灵它是居住在万事万物之中的，即便是在微小的原子里，也有超灵住在那里。
So certainly is also there in a pole star.
那当然，所以呢，北极星它也肯定住在那儿的。
It's all over the material creation. The super soul is there in every living organism. There is the super soul.
所以超灵呢，它是无处不在，遍存万有的，在所有的生物体中都是有超灵的。
And he's even within the atoms.
所以呢，就即便是一个微小的原子里也有它。
That's why the atomic energy is so powerful because the super soul is there.
那所以就为什么就是这个原子能是如此的具有威力的原因，就是因为有超灵在。
Next question.
Next question is from Das. 圣典博教法坛第二篇第八章第四十节中说，总是认真对待这些体旨，怎样做才是认真对待呢？He is asking that in the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, Chapter 8, verse number 4, it is said that you are always need to be very seriously to treat these issues. So what it is supposed to do to be serious?
What means to be serious?
Yeah, well, this is one of the statements from, I don't know, from the purport. Yes, maybe from the purport.
It's today's.
Verse number four.
Yeah. Okay. Persons who hear, we are Shrimad by always taking the matter very serious, we love this. Means whatever they hear from Shrimad Bhagavatam, they accept and they try to practice in their, to put in application in their lives.
Okay. 这个认真对待的意思呢，就是说，无论您从圣典博伽瓦坛里面听到了什么内容，都要认真的把它运用到我们的实际的生活中。
First, they appreciate the value. They know this is very valuable. It's not just narrations to entertain the mind, but they are very valuable information and dealings that we want to emulate in our lives. We want to put into application in our lives and realize that.
那首先呢，我们先要知道，就是我们所读到的这些信息呢，都是非常的珍贵的、有价值的信息，它不仅仅是为了要愉悦我们的头脑，而是这些信息都是我们要实际奉行于我们生活中的信息，所以呢，要把它运用在我们的生活之中。
It's not just for entertainment.
所以这并不仅仅是娱乐。
Because Srila Prabhupada compares with the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam that they used to do in India, where people were full of material desires, they're going to hear a person who is also full of material desires narrate the Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days and seven nights. I don't know even if it's a night, but at least for 7 days. And then they think, okay, we have heard the Bhagavatam, now we are self-realized. But it does not happen like that.
Srila Prabhupada 他就举了这样一个例子，就在印度呢，就有些人他完全是利益熏心的，然后呢，他就会去找这个也是具有同样的利益熏心的人去聆听圣典博伽瓦坛，就从他们那儿去听圣典博伽瓦坛，去听上个七天，也许可能还有七夜，然后听完之后呢，他们就觉得好，现在我都听完了圣典博伽瓦坛了，所以现在我已经获得了自我觉悟，但其实并不是这样的。
So neither the speaker or the audience are qualified because they are not serious.
所以在这样的这个情况下呢，就是这个聆听者以及阅读者，他们都是没有资格的，因为他们都是没有认真的做这件事情。
Professional reciters and people just want to be there and to be entertained by hearing the stories.
一个呢是在为了赚钱来阅读。另外一位呢是只不过就是想被这些故事所娱乐而去聆听。
But when we see Parikshit Maharaj hearing is really very attentive and there's many questions he wants to understand because he wants to fix his mind, his heart on these teachings, on this knowledge of Bhagavatam and absorb himself in these pastimes, you know, deeply, so it become part of his life.
但是呢，像帕尔克希特王他的这种聆听呢，是他非常认真的想要去了解这个问题的答案，而且他也非常认真的想要聆听主 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光。那么当他完全的专注于在聆听的时候呢，就使得佛教梵歌里面，就是佛教瓦坛里面的这些内容呢，都成了他的生命的一部分了。
Like when we hear, lectures from a very exalted devotee, a very advanced devotee, like Radha Charana Prabhu, and then we feel very, very inspired, so our devotional service will improve, you know, we feel more motivated to serve better, to serve more.
就比如说我们要是像从这个非常崇高的奉献者，比如像这个从 Radha Charana Prabhu 这样的奉献者那里去聆听的时候呢，我们就会感到备受鼓舞，因为当我们听完他的讲述之后呢，我们就觉得我们更加激励的想要去做奉献服务，而且呢我们就希望能够更多的从他那里去聆听。
Next question.
The next question still from Das. He said that 圣典博达瓦腾第二篇第八章第四十节中说 Krishna 会短时间内展现在他的心中。短时间是什么意思？多短的时间？ Again, in the verse number 4, it is said that Krishna will manifest in his heart within very short time. So what the short time mean and also how short of the time is?
Well, a short time can be in one lifetime, in this case, it was in 7 days. Maybe for us, it will take more than 7 days, maybe seven lifetimes, or 700 lifetimes, or 7 million lifetimes, but still is a short time.
这个短时间呢，它也许可能是一辈子，但是在这个世界里面所讲述的呢，是指的七天的时间，但是对于我们来说呢，可能比七天要长，也许可能会是七个生世，也许可能是七百个生世，也许可能是七百万个生世，但即便如此，它依然也是一个短的时间。
It's for a devotee still short time compared with eternity. Oh, this material time goes very fast.
因为和这个永恒相比，这个物质时间是很快就会过去的。
I forgot that name, that devotee. Was Krishna Das? Krishna Das?
I don't know.
When he heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cursed him that for after 1 million of lifetimes would have opportunity to have his association again, the devotee was so ecstatic. Oh, the Lord is so kind with me. After 1 million of lifetimes, I can have his association. So the Lord said, okay, call him, and gave him his immediate associate.
Krishna Das, right?
I don't know if it was Krishna Das. I don't think so.
I
forgot the name.
Mukunda.
Mukunda. Mukunda. Mukunda.
就是这个无论如何，就是在这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个逍遥时光里面呢，有一位奉献者，这位奉献者也许可能是 Krishna Das， 阿叔说他记得不是很清楚了。这位奉献者呢，他被主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 诅咒说呢，就是
Mukunda，
一百万个生世之后呢，是 Mukunda。穆昆塔帕布他被这个主 Krishna 就是被主柴坦阿巴布诅咒以后呢，说你得等一百万个生世你才能够见到我。那么当穆昆塔帕布他听到了这个话以后呢，就特别特别的开心，说那太好了，至少我在一百万年之后呢，我能够见到主。那所以主柴坦阿巴布听到了他这个反应之后呢，立刻就把他给叫了进来，好吧，他现在就可以来见我。
So.We know once we taking serious Krishna consciousness, seriously taking to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, then naturally we know that eventually our hearts are going to be vidunoti, you know, clearly becoming clear of all these impurities and we're going to become more and more attached to Krishna. And suddenly we find ourselves in loving association with Krishna. Well, how long is it going to take? We don't know. Krishna knows.
所以说呢，就如果我们要是真的非常认真的修习 Krishna 知觉，如果我们要是很认真的聆听圣典布达瓦坛，阅读舍勒帕帕的书籍，其实我们知道我们的这个内心呢就会逐渐的被净化，然后呢就会变得就是 vidunoti， 就慢慢的在不知觉的这种状态下被净化，然后呢。早晚有一天，最终我们发现我们和 Krishna 已经联谊在了一起了。但是这个具体要花多长时间，我们并不知道，只有 Krishna 才知道。
But we have to be serious.
但是呢，我们必须要认真。
And we have to be always trying to improve ourselves, improve whatever we do for Krishna, for the devotee, always improving ourselves, always improving.
而且呢，我们总是要提升我们自己，要总是要提升我们自己对 Krishna 的服务，以及我们和奉献者之间的交流。我们始终都要不断的让自己的提升。
We should not just feel, we should not just feel comfortable. Oh, now I am a devotee. Now I just wait for Krishna's Vaikuntha airplane and to pick me up and bring me back to Vaikuntha. No, no. I am a devotee means I have to improve myself. I have to act in such a way that pleases Krishna and his devotees better and better and better. Even if you are situated in a higher devotion, you feel like that. I have to improve myself. I have to do better. I have to please Krishna better.
并不是说我已经是一奉献者了，所以呢，我就可以高枕无忧了，在那儿等着哪天 Krishna 派他的这个 Vaikuntha 的这个飞机来把我接到 Vaikuntha 去，并不是这样的。而是既然我们现在就已经是奉献者，所以呢，我们就要时刻的想着如何能够让自己提升，能够更好的为 Krishna 做服务，能够更好的为Krishna 的奉献者做服务，总是让自己变得更好。
Yeah, give up all nonsense that does obstruct our loving devotion to Krishna. Give up everything that is detrimental to our progress.
我们要放弃所有一切阻碍我们为 Krishna 做服务的这些障碍，而且呢，我们也要放弃一切就是会摧毁我们的奉爱服务的这些事情。
But we have to hear regularly. This is the process to purify our hearts. We have to hear regularly. We have to read Srila Prabhupada's books regularly because this is the shortcut to our purification.
但是呢，我们必须要有规律的聆听，我们必须要有规律的去阅读Srila Prabhupada的书籍，因为这个呢，是我们得到净化的捷径。
Because by seriously hearing, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, gradually this vidumati, gradually these impurities fall apart.
因为呢，这个有规律的，就是非常认真的，聆听圣典无价法坛以及阅读释迦牟尼佛的书籍呢，使得逐渐的我们内心的这些不洁，这个 vidumati， 就会在不知觉中全部的被驱散掉了，被瓦解掉了。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Radha Charan Prabhu. You read the English and I can try to translate.
Okay.
Maharaj Parikshit 和 Sukadeva Goswami 通过聆听和讲述圣典不加瓦坛都达到了完美。我们也知道different levels spiritual understanding. 我们也都知道，就是这个听众有不同的灵性理解的阶段。Did they also attain perfection at the end of the narration? 那么他们是不是也在这个讲述的最后呢，也都达到了完美 ？Thank you very much for your lecture. 非常感谢您的讲课。
Why he's so kind, Radha Charana Prabhu is so kind because I'm always complaining that I don't have many questions. So he puts his question in double posts. That's so nice.
Radha Charana Prabhu 总是非常的仁慈，因为我有的时候就老在抱怨怎么没有问题呢。所以 Radha Charana Prabhu 把他的问题呢一下就给我们发了两回。
Well, if they were as serious.To hear and narrate Srimad Bhagavatam, at least to hear Bhagavatam as Maharaj Parikshit was, then certainly they attained the same type of perfection if they were as serious.
就是这个，如果要是大家都像帕克希特王那样认真的去聆听圣典不加瓦坛的讲述的话，那他们最终呢是会得到和帕克希特王同样的完美的。
If they were watching their cell phones, not at that time, but watching something else, pay attention to something else. At the same time, somebody was narrating, and Parikshit Shukadeva Goswami was narrating the Bhagavatam, so they didn't get the same benefit. The same way, if we are hearing lectures or we are hearing a narration or we are reading, but we are distracting with other things, means we are not very serious, so we don't get quickly the same benefit.
当 Shukadeva Goswami 在讲述圣典巴达瓦坛的时候，当场的听众如果要是一边听一边还忙活着别的事情的话，那又意味着他并没有认真的在听，所以呢，他就不能得到和帕尔西特王同样的这个结果。那么同样我们也是如此，当我们在阅读圣典巴达瓦坛的时候，或者当我们在聆听的时候，我们一边还在忙活着其他的事情，那我们也就是处在一个不认真的状态，那处在这种不认真的状态的话呢，就使得我们不能够得到同等的益处。
Srila Prabhupada said, in 1 minute we can become Krishna conscious.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，在一分钟之内我们都可以让自己变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
If you really absorb ourselves completely, then we can become two devotees in 1 minute.
如果我们真的是全神贯注于其中的话，那我们就可以在一分钟之内成为纯粹的奉献者。
Rajendra，
Rajendra Prabhu， 亲爱的阿叔，瓦坛第三篇要旨中，圣恩提到了，即使第三流的奉献者也是解脱的灵魂，不可思议。问题是，我怎么没有意识到自己是解脱的灵魂呢？还在为了解脱而苦苦努力，玩命挣扎呢 ？Dear 阿叔。In the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that even for the third class of devotee, there are also the liberated soul. That's really inconceivable. But the question is that, how come I didn't realize that I am a liberated soul? I actually am still very struggling about how to be liberated.Is really entangled.
Maybe you are like me. Maybe you are fourth class or fifth class or sixth class.
也许可能您就跟我的状态差不多。我们现在只不过是第四流、第五流或者第六流的奉献者。
The thing is, yes, we are already in a path of liberation. So.From the point we are until be liberated, if you don't give up the process, certainly we achieve liberation. So, in a sense, they are liberated. It's just a question of time. Just some time is, what do you call it? There's an expression. It's just a question of time. You will realize that. But you're already in the path of attaining liberation. So, you're like, If you take an aeroplane in Beijing that goes to Calcutta to go to Mayapur after, so when you go to enter in the aeroplane and you are flying, you feel that you are already in Mayapur, because you have taken the plane that eventually landing in Calcutta and taking a taxi and you go to Mayapur, so we have already taken the process.Of going to the Holy Dham. So you are already there in the Holy Dham in one sense. And you feel that thrill of going to the Holy Dham like you feel already there, you know. But we are not there yet. We still have a journey to make, to go through. So that's what we are doing now. We have a journey. But we don't go back. Huh? We don't jump up the aeroplane. And when you're in Calcutta, you don't go for shopping. We go, we take a taxi immediately to Mayapur.So we don't distract ourselves. We go forward. And so it's just a question of time. We will be there.
是这样的啊，就是当我们成为奉献者，就踏上了这条奉献之途的时候呢，也就如果是我们始终都在遵循着这个程序，那我们最终的时候会达到解脱的这个境地的。但是呢，由于它是在这条路上，所以呢还没有最终达到那个目的。就比如说我们坐飞机从北京，然后呢到加尔各答，然后再从加尔各答再到班亚普。那么当我们一上飞机以后， 这种我们的感觉就觉得好像就是已经到了我们要去的那个目的地了，但事实上呢我们还没有到，还要经过这番旅程才可以到。那当然我们到了这个马尔普以后，我们到了这个加尔各答以后呢，我们要做的事情呢是立刻坐车去马尔普，而不是在加尔各答这儿停下来了，我们跑去逛街去干别的这个事情了。所以就意味着就是我们要在这条路上就是始终的往前走，然后呢才能要走一段之后才能到达那个目的地。
Okay, the next question.
Yeah, the next question is from Smukhi Rata Mataji. 请问亲爱的阿叔，认真聆听圣殿伯加瓦坛可以觉悟我们与主的关系，纯粹的念诵圣名也可以使我们觉悟与主的关系，是不是九项奉爱服务的任何一项只要专注的做就可以获得同样的觉悟呢？阿叔，my question is that if we are sincerely hearing the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can actually realize our relationship with the Lord. And also, if we are purely chanting the holy name, that is also the way for us to realize the relationship with the Lord. So if it's true that any of the process among the nine devotional process, if we are doing it in a very absorbing way or in a very sincere way, then we can obtain this type of realization.
Yes, any of the nine process of pure devotional service can give us perfection. And Srila Prabhupada, in the Nectar of Devotion, there is one, they give one example of one particular devotee for each of those becoming perfect by any one of those nine processes.
Yeah, 是的，就是这九项奉爱服务的任何一项，如果我们要是认真的去做的话呢，都是能够达到同样的这个完美的。那么舍勒帕帕在圣典伯加瓦坛里面也给我们举了在这九项奉爱服务里面的每一个例子，就是每一个例子中的这个人他是如何通过其中的一项奉爱服务而达到完美的。
But since we are beginners, we are not yet really in a very, very, very advanced devotees. So it's better that we take the all nine processes if you can.
但是呢，因为我们现在还是初习者，所以呢，我们跟在例子中的这些奉献者都是没有办法比拟的。所以如果是可以的话呢，我们应该这九项奉献服务都做。
But amongst these nine process, the beginning is hearing, shravanam, kirtanam. First is hearing.
但是呢，我们这九项服务呢，它是从 shravana, 从聆听开始的 ，shravana, kirtana.
If we don't hear from the scriptures, we don't hear from the spiritual master, don't hear from the devotees who are serious, then we will not know how to dedicate ourselves to devotional service. So hearing is the way that is going to ignite all the other eight processes, because by hearing we feel motivated and we'll know and we feel encouraged and we feel we feel enthusiastic about engaging in all the other different process of devotional service.
如果我们要是不从经典中或者不从灵性导师那里不从奉献者那里去聆听的话呢，我们其实就没有办法真正的理解这个奉献服务是怎么做的，如何去进行。所以说呢，我们需要通过在这个正中的途径去聆听了之后然后呢才能够激发这九项奉爱服务的其他的那八项奉献服务。所以呢，聆听是首当其冲最重要的。
Yeah, and even if you knowIf you know, if you already heard many times and you know, we still hear again and again because, as we said before, there is always room for improvement. Maybe you heard, but we didn't hear properly before. And suddenly when you hear it again, oh, it makes good sense. And we improve, we improve, we improve. That's why it's so important to always go to the fountain and take the pure water, you know, drink the pure water from Srimad Bhagavatam, the nectar, so we can know exactly how we can improve ourselves in our
in our devotional service.
而且呢，就是刚才我们也说了，就是我们总是有这种提升的空间的，所以呢，我们就需要反复的聆听，因为可能我们在最开始聆听的时候呢，我们并没有听明白到底是有就是它的深意在哪儿。那他们通过这个仔细的再次聆听了以后呢，我们就发现哦是这么回事儿，然后呢就可以使自己能够更好的这种提升。那所以呢，我们总是要来到这个水泉旁边，就是来到这个喷泉旁边，然后呢要饮下圣殿博迦瓦坛的这个非常清澈的这个水。那么通过这样的聆听圣殿博迦瓦坛里面的这种教导呢，使我们就能够不断的得到净化。
Mm. Okay, next question.
The next question, still from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. 要旨中提到的得到纯粹奉爱服务的授权，是指从咕噜那里得到训示做某些服务，成为咕噜或者也涵盖受社团的指派去做一些特定的服务吗？要旨中提到的得到纯粹奉爱服务的授权，是指从咕噜那里训示做某些服务，成为咕噜，或者也涵盖受社团的指派去做一些特定的服务吗？In the purport, it is said that I don't know. It's in the mention. So we might, 您说的这个是哪个世界？Well, she is saying that in the purport is that, in the purport is said that to obtain the interest from the pure, okay, to be entrusted to do the pure devotional service, is that indicated to get the instruction from the spiritual master to render a certain type of service? And then I am not exactly sure the 那对不起，苏木易拉吉，后面成为咕噜或者也涵盖受社团指派做一些特定的服务，这个问题我有点不是特别的清楚，所以您能不能再重新的这个
Hare Krishna、yeah. 是这样，是在那个、hey. 我们今天讲的第八章的第五十节当中，这个要旨当中说到了关于得到自己雷天导师的这个授权嘛，然后也提到了这个授权的问题。我们可以马大吉的问题，他就说这个授权
前面明白，前面后边是啥意思？啥意思？
就是他这个授权指的是从咕噜那里得到训示做奉献服务呢，还是还是这个授权成为咕噜呢？还是授权就是在这个社团当中给你一些特定的服务去做呢？他问，就是这三个是指哪一种授权？
哦、OK， 这是在要旨。阿叔 ，This is a purport in the verse number 5.
Mm.
It is talk about authorized to get the to be entrusted to get the instruction from the spiritual master to render a certain type of service, or to be entrusted as a guru, or to be entrusted to do a certain type of service in the community or in the society.
I'm not really sorry.
Yeah, well, okay, well, please allow me
because
to find
you don't, because you don't follow yourself.
No, because I don't know exactly the word.
That's why. So you cannot translate. You have to know exactly what is the question in order to translate it clear. So you tell her to write in a different way.
Yeah, 稍等，我来找这个。小姐，马姐，就这个，他的这个问，这个要旨是在哪一部分？
就是，他主要就是
我因为没找到，
引用了一句，就是
不是您告诉我，您不是我要找那个，我要找这个英文，他是用哪个词儿？
我看看，就是这个要旨第五十节要旨的第一部分呢。
第一部分哈 ，single purpose。哦 ，OK， 阿叔， In the purport, it said that that's one who is actually in the confidence of a pure devotee like Narada or Sukadeva Goswami, and thus is empowered by one's spiritual master, as Narada was by Brahmaji. Here, empowering by the spiritual master. So her question that, so for this empowerment, is that for empowering by the spiritual master to do a certain type of service, or to be empowered as the spiritual master, or to be empowered to do a certain service for a society? Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, empowered means that you empowered means that you become you get the qualification, you get because of your pure, your sincere, honest attempts to serve Guru and Krishna. Guru and Krishna can empower us to do things that normal we will not be able to do. Incredible things. Mm-hmm. Devotees like Srila Prabhupada, look what Srila Prabhupada did on his own, because he was empowered by Krishna and his Guru Maharaj. Why he was empowered? Because he was seriously attempting to please his Guru Maharaj to preach outside of India. He did not know how he was going to do. He did not know, because on his own he didn't see himself qualified. He didn't have the means. He didn't have anybody to help him. But he knew he had such a strong faith, such a strong conviction on the words of Guru and Krishna that he decided, "No, I have to do it." And because he decided and he really wanted, had that strong desire to do, Krishna empowered him to do incredible things. And what Srila Prabhupada did, it was just a miracle, even to himself. Because so Krishna empowered him, he gave him the power to do things that can seem inconceivable for a human being to do.
那么就是这个得到纯粹奉爱服务的这个授权，他的授权，他是指就是当这个人他就是当自己得到的这种净化了之后呢，他就被他的灵性导师或者被 Krishna 授予了授权去做一件事情，但实际上呢，本来他是没有这个能力去做这件事情的，但是呢，是由 Krishna 灌注了他的这个力量去让他做这个事情。那比如说Srila Prabhupada。他被授权被灌注的这个力量去到美国去传播 Krishna 知觉，但是呢实际上他自己并不知道该怎么去做这件事情，但是呢他有这种强烈的愿望，并且呢他真诚的去渴求Krishna， 然后使得这个 Krishna 就是灌注了他这样的这个能力去就是去完成了把这个 Krishna 知觉传播到世界的这个就是完成了这么一个使命。
So the same way, you translate everything?
Yeah.
So in small scale, in our case, now we have so many obstacles to overcome, you know, because of so many material attachment, material desires, and so many other impediments, you know, family, this and that. And sometimes we wonder, how can we overcome all these obstacles? But by having faith and confidence in the words of Guru and Krishna and the instruction, particularly the instructions of Guru, then we develop that power to overcome so many incredible obstacles that we wouldn't think to do it before. So this is the empowerment within our hearts.
比如说对于我们来说也是，我们现在其实在我们的每日的这个生活中其实遇到了很多的这种困难的，有的时候是来自于家庭中的，或者是我们自己的物质的欲望啊，我们内心的不洁呀，其实是有很多的这种在休息中所遇到的困难的。但是就是由于我们对于 Guru 和 Krishna 的这个话是具有这种坚定的信心的，使得我们被授权或者是被赋予的这种力量，从而呢使我们能够去这个挣脱或者逾越我们所面对的这些困难，以至于有的时候我们自己根本就没有办法相信我是怎么就把这些困难就给克服了。
So in order to get this empowerment, we have to be connected with the disciplic succession because the power is descending by, from Krishna.
所以呢，为了要得到这样的授权，我们或者得到这样的力量的话呢，我们就必须要让自己和我们的使徒传系相连接，因为就是这样的授权，这样的力量呢，是来自于主 Krishna 的。
嗯 ，The next question.
也、嗯、萨提玛姐是对吗？是能这么 是对了吧？这样
是的，是的，完全正。
回答
哈
，OK，OK，OK，OK， 谢谢家属。那就下面一个问题啊。Sorry， 然后下面一个问题是来自于 Dust 的，物质世界时间会让一切变得无趣。包括关系，一切的富裕与美好。那么我们怎样才能保持一个积极乐观的生活态度呢？ In the material world, of course, everything has been influenced by the material time. So everything will turn into boring, including the relationship and all the opulence or all the nice things. They will eventually go to boring or perished. So in that case, how can we maintain a very positive, optimistic attitude to face our daily life?
That's why we have to always act with a transcendental vision. You know, even in our daily life, in material dealings, we have to always have this understanding on the back of our minds. We are dealing with spiritual souls. We are spiritual souls. And everything is connected with Krishna. We have to have always this higher understanding of things. Otherwise, we are caught in the same material situation affected by material circumstances.
所以就为什么我们总是要有超然的视域。即便是在我们每天的生活中，当我们在面对所有的这一切的状态下的时候呢，我们始终要知道，我们所应对的是灵性的事宜，而且我们是灵性的灵魂，我们并不是这物质的躯体。如果我们要是有这样的这种理解去面对我们生活的话呢，那我们就能够不被这个物质的这种状态所捆缚了。
So that's why we have to constantly go back to the source, go back to Bhagavatam, the chanting, you know, the instructions, because this is what nourish our consciousness in a way that we will not be affected by material time and material circumstances and so much, and eventually we will not be affected at all.
所以呢，也就为什么我们始终都要去追随我们的源泉，我们要去聆听圣念巴扎瓦坛，我们要好好的这种念诵，然后通过这样的这种方式呢，才能够使我们得到滋养，才能够使我们不被这个物质的时间所影响，然后最终呢，我们就可以完全的不被物质的时间所影响了。
嗯。Okay, next question.
Next question from 喜宝 Subhara Mataji, 顶拜阿叔。请问占星对看清楚生命中的一些困惑有帮助吗？比如说舍拉帕帕刚刚出生的时候呢，占星师就预言说他69岁的时候会到西方去传教，而他用一辈子的 Krishna 知觉证明了占星师的话。我们是否也需要占星来知道疫情什么时候结束？或者我们在 Krishna 知觉的道路该怎么走？谢谢。Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that if the archaeology, if the archaeology and also the chart reading will help with us to release some of the confusions in our life. For example, when Srila Prabhupada was born.
Astrology,
my mind, I'm sorry, my mind blew away. So the astrologists predicted that when he was 69 years old, he will go to the Western country to preach.
And actually, Srila Prabhupada also proved the astrologist's word, the prediction. So shall we also rely on the astrologer to tell us when the pandemic will be over? And also, shall we also need to depend on the astrologer to tell us how to proceed over Krishna consciousness path? Thank you.
Well, to know how to proceed in our Krishna consciousness, we have our spiritual masters, we have Srila Prabhupada, to give us the direction. Isn't better than an astrologer.
就是我们在Krishna知觉中的这个路途的行进呢，我们有我们的灵性导师和Srila Prabhupada来指导我们，他们的指导要比占星师的指导要好。
As far as consulting astrologers, the problem is that is nowadays it's practically impossible to find good astrology, good astrologers.
然后呢，就是关于是否要依靠这个占星师来帮我们解决一些其他问题。问题就是说，现在在当今的这个年代，很难找到好的占星师。
Even for material things.
即便是为了物质的事情。
They have been circulating this one boy, Ramabhata, a young boy still in his 16, 17. He has predicted certain things that happen, and he has predicted a few more things for the future. But we really don't know. We really don't know, because astrology today is not followed anymore in a disciplic succession as they were in previous ages. Usually, it's supposed to be from a great sage, Bhrigupati. I heard there is still some lineage of this Bhrigupati in India. But it's very, very rare, very rare, and we have no complete assurance that it's 100% accurate. So it's better just to rely on the fact that we are meant to become devotees, and in order to become devotees, we know, or we should know, or should ask, find out what we should be doing in order to extirpate ourselves from this material world, because once we are out there, certainly we are not affected by any kind of this virus. That's the most guaranteed thing.
Yeah. Yeah, 那么就是因为我们知道就是最近呢，就是有一位这个16岁的小男孩，他叫好像叫这个Ramabhata， 那他呢被传说呢是。
Is a disciple of Ramachandra. Ramabhata means
okay.
A disciple of Ramachandra.
Okay, 这个 Ramabhata 他的意思呢，就是他是 Ramachandra 的一位门徒。
Devotee.
一位奉献者，他是 Ramachandra， 他是主 Ramabhata， 哦 ，OK， Ramabhata， 就是这个小男孩呢，他是主 Ramachandra 的奉献者。那他好像现在被封传呢，就是说他是一个很好的预言家，他预言之前发生了一些什么事情，让他也对于将来要发生的事情做了一些预言。但是呢，我们其实并不能够真正的相信，就是他到底说的这个。 到底有多么的靠谱，而且呢，现在呢，因为就是现在很难找到很好的正宗的占星师了，因为他们现在已经没有在根据他们的这个师徒传承的这个修炼法在进行他们的这个操守的这个练习，在就是最开始的这个占星师的始祖呢是Bhrigupati。 那么听说呢，在印度可能还有一些这个极少的一些 Bhrigupati 的后人，但是呢，这也是不能够被证实的。所以呢，对于我们来说，我们最好就还是因为既然已经是奉献者了，
所以呢，就按照这个奉献者该做什么就去做什么，该履行什么样的程序就履行什么样的程序，因为这样的话就会使我们最终的能够出脱于这个物质世界。那么因为等我们真正的出脱于这个物质世界之后呢，我们就不用再受这个物质状态的这些各种各样的苦了，而且呢这个是被保证的。
OK, thank you, thank everybody for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you for a special thank you to Dhanakeli and Sati Mataji to arrange this time to be together.
然后特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dhanakeli 能够安排这样的一个时间和我们大家在一起。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Govindanande, Hari Hari Bo.
Asung ki jai. 百昆达之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感恩阿叔为我们的精彩书以及对所有的问题的耐心解答，然后也非常感谢 Radha Charan Prabhu在这里和我们始终在一起。感恩不好意思啊，我这又看到一个问题，那这个问题只能够等到阿叔下一次来解答了。那也谢谢萨蒂玛吉我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者，谢谢大家，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的安全的快乐的周日。 Hare Krishna。